Nou, hier komen we voor. Abbey House, Abbey Road. We hebben een wandeling gehad met onze Beatle Walk Kids, Richard. Heel wat volk op de been om de zebra hier over te steken en te fotograferen. Ja, dat is de bekende Abbey Road plaat, hè? It's a very dangerous spot here, I think.
Okay, well, yes, we're now on Abbey Road. And we're looking at the famous crossing, as of course seen on the famous album cover. And the picture was taken on August the 8th, 1969, by a guy called Ian McMillan, who was standing in the middle of the road. Of course, I should say that they had the police stop the traffic for them, which doesn't happen at the moment. So you see people on the crossing nearly every hour of every day. And some people take their life in their hands, shall we say, when trying to recreate the picture. But actually, it wasn't going to be called Abbey Road at all. The original album was going to be called Everest, named after the favourite brand of cigarettes, smoked by Jeff Emmerich, the Beatles' recording engineer. But Sun had the bright idea the Beatles should go to Mount Everest to shoot the album cover. I won't tell you what John Lennon said to that idea, it was rather rude. It's probably Paul McCartney's idea they should call the album Abbey Road and take the picture on the crossing outside the studio for the album cover. Very simple, took 10 minutes to do. Six pictures were taken, three going one way, three the other, then and that was it. But boy, did that cause an iconic picture. And as I said, you get people every hour, every day. Abbey Road Studios themselves reckon about 150,000 people come here every year, but actually it's probably more than that now. And of course, it's been imitated many times since. The Simpsons, for instance, were on the crossing. And of course, I guess notoriously, the Red Hot Chili Peppers went across with nothing on apart from socks covering their private parts for their Abbey Road EP cover.